This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH and 96.5 TIC. My guest this morning on Face Connecticut is Connecticut Lieutenant Governor and former Connecticut Secretary of the State, Susan Bisewitz. We're going to be discussing everything that Connecticut voters really ought to know about voting in this upcoming election. We'll be here before you know it, and I can't believe it. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. And the election is coming up very quickly, just in a couple of weeks.
I can't believe it, really. And we're talking about early voting starting as of this coming Monday. So I'd like to talk with you a little bit more about early voting. We're going to spend a bit of time talking about that because I know people have a lot of questions around it. It's brand new. But before we talk about the specifics, I'm just curious if you could give us a synopsis, if you will, how we got to this point in time where now Connecticut has early voting available to its residents.
Sure. Well, I'll start with saying that Connecticut, known as the land of steady habits, is late to the early voting party because we are the 47th state in the country to offer early voting. And the only remaining states that do not have it are New Hampshire, Alabama, and Mississippi. So how did we get to this place where we have 2 weeks of early voting preceding the November 5th election? We got to this point because we asked voters on the ballot a constitutional question: should the Constitution of Connecticut be changed to allow for early voting? So our Constitution had to be changed because it only provided for 1 day of early voting, and that's the first Tuesday of November. So when voters were asked, they overwhelmingly said, yes, we would like to have more time to vote. Then the legislature had to create an early voting law. So that was discussed. The public weighed in. And what the legislature landed on was 2 weeks of early voting. And this is the first presidential election that we will see early voting. Now, we have had early voting for the presidential preference primaries. However, that was a bit of a snore because everybody knew where those primaries were going to come out.
Sure.
So not a lot of people made use of early voting. So the governor and I and the secretary of the state and candidates of all stripes are trying to get the message out to the voters of Connecticut that early voting is happening starting on Monday, October 21st. And so the governor will be voting on the 21st. I will be voting on the 28th of October. And the reason that we pick different days is we're hoping to continue to shine a spotlight on the fact that is an option for people.
It's definitely been something that we've been talking about for so long in the news. And earlier this year, we did have those two primaries, as you mentioned, in which early voting was applicable to them. And there was a lower turnout, which is kind of typical of most primaries anyway. I guess we could call it a soft launch, if you will, ahead of the major election that
we're
coming up
on. That's right. It was a dry run, if you will.
Sure. Did you guys have any problems earlier this year with those?
So there were not a lot of issues reported, and it was really a good opportunity for registrars of voters in towns to set up an early voting place somewhere in their town. Some larger cities may have had several locations, but I think we should just step back for a minute because a lot of people may be thinking early voting is absentee ballot voting, and they're two different things.
Big separation.
Yeah. So I want to just highlight what the difference is, because hopefully listeners are saying, okay, I want to know what my options are so I can make a plan to vote and use what's most effective for my life. So absentee ballot voting requires you to fill out an absentee ballot application, but that's only step one. Step two is you get an absentee ballot sent to your home, you fill it out, and then that will be counted on election day. And you can either send it by mail or you can put it in one of those white boxes at the town hall. So the difference with early voting is you go to a polling location, and it may not be your usual one. Like maybe you vote at a school or a community center. Many towns are offering early voting right at town hall. So for instance, in my hometown of Middletown, I will go to vote at the city council chambers at town hall, and that room will be set up much like a polling place that I would normally go to at a school. There will be someone who will check ID, ask my name, cross me off the list, hand me a ballot. I'll go to a privacy booth. I'll fill out the ballot. I will then put the ballot in an envelope, and that envelope will go right into a secure locked container, and it will be opened and tabulated on election day. So I'm just trying to stress the difference between voting by absentee ballot and in-person early voting. Early voting means you have to go in person just like you would go in person on election day.
I'm Morgan Cunningham, and my guest this morning, for anybody just tuning in on Face Connecticut, is Connecticut Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz. She's also the former Connecticut Secretary of the State. And I wanted to ask, as far as early voting is concerned, you have to be an eligible voter in order to take part in that, correct?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And I'm glad you asked me that, because if you are eligible to vote, but you haven't registered, here's the other beautiful thing about early voting. You may register to vote on the same day as you go to cast your early vote in person. So let's say that I turned 18 on October 20th. On October 21st, Monday, first day of early voting, I can walk into my early voting place, fill out a voter registration card, get registered to vote, and then I will be handed a ballot, and I can then go ahead and fill out that ballot, put it in the envelope, put it in the secure container. So one of the other nice things about early voting is every day of early voting, you can register to vote if you're eligible. So you do have to be 18, and you have to bring, you know, your ID, a driver's license, a passport, utility bill. And then you can not only register to vote, but you can vote right then. So it really is an incredible opportunity because you will have the opportunity to register and vote at the same time.
And just to clarify the dates for everybody, it's the 21st of October to the 3rd of November. Is that the period this year?
That is the early voting period. So let me just tell you the times, because this is important to note as well. So from October 21st until November 3rd, the hours that you can early vote are between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. So it's a little different than 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Excuse me, 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. on election day. Okay.
Right.
However, on 2 days, October 29th and October 31st, the hours will be 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So the voting hours are longer on 2 days. And the other thing I think is important to mention about early voting is that there's the opportunity to vote on weekends, right? So October 26th and October 27th, that's a Saturday and a Sunday, and then Saturday, November 2nd and Sunday, November 3rd, you can vote. And both those weekends go 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I also want to stress, you mentioned this earlier, I think it's worthy of bringing it up again, where people go, because it is going to look different in most places, if not all, from the actual election day itself, correct? So where can people find out where they can go and vote?
Here is where you go to find your early voting location. So you can go to myvote.ct.gov, myvote.ct.gov. And what I would also suggest you do, you can also just give your town clerk or your registrar of voters a call and they'll tell you your location. I will tell you, in the vast majority of early voting locations, you will find them in the town hall.
What improvements would you like to see made to this very fledgling early voting system in Connecticut? This will be the third time now this year that we've done early voting these next 2 weeks. So obviously this is very early on that I'm asking this. But it seems to me, from what I've heard from listeners and residents in Connecticut, that they want more information about it, right? So is there a broader education campaign that we could have? How could we get behind that more? I think that's one improvement that we could probably have.
Yeah, and it's exactly why I'm sitting with you to try to get the message out. I think what's really, really important is to let voters know that they can vote early and that there is this 2 week period that's about to start on October 21st through November 3rd. So literally every voter that I talk to, I try to get that message out. I know candidates of every stripe are trying to let their supporters know that early voting exists. I know a lot of candidates will be doing texting programs, or many registrars of voters have sent postcards saying, hey, did you know you can vote early, and here's where you would go do this, and here's everything that you need to know. For example, the registrars of voters in Hamden sent out postcards to everyone in the town. So I know towns and cities are trying to get the message out. Candidates are trying to get the message out, and the governor and I are as well.
What would you say to somebody who has concerns about the early voting system, right? You go, you cast your ballot, you have to seal it up, and then that is going to be counted on election day. But I'm sure that there are people out there who are skeptical of this. What would you say to them?
Our voting system is extremely safe and secure. There is very little voter fraud in our state. And the beautiful thing is this, and as Secretary of the State, I have presided over very close elections. The nice thing is about every person's vote is there is a record of everyone who voted. So every person who votes is recorded, and that is a matter of public record. And the way they vote is a matter of public record. So if you vote by absentee ballot, that's noted. Or if you vote in person at a polling place, that is noted. And there is a paper record of how each person voted, because every person fills out a paper ballot. So in close elections, and I have presided over elections where there were ties or it was one vote that made a difference, you can actually inspect in public every person's, every voter's paper ballot. And every vote will be, every ballot will be inspected in a recount, and there is a paper record and paper evidence of how each person voted. I will say that you will never know which ballot is yours or which ballot is mine, right?
Because so you don't know who voted for whom.
You don't. You don't. That is because our votes are private, but there is paper evidence of each person's vote. So people can feel very secure. You know, in some states, there's no paper record because the votes are cast electronically. And when in the early 2000s, we moved away from the lever voting machines to the optical scan where you fill in the bubble type of voting, the reason that I chose that was because there would be a paper record. For those old lever voting machines, there was never a paper record. And in fact, on occasion, it didn't happen a lot, but it did happen, where there would be voting machine malfunctions and hundreds of people would vote on a machine during an election day. And then at the end of the night, the results would be inspected and there were no votes cast for anyone that were recorded. And so the paper ballots are great because if there were machine failures, our tabulators weren't working, you could literally hand count everything on election night. So we have a very safe voting system. The other reason why our voting system is very safe and secure is that it is run town by town, city by city. So no one can manipulate the votes at a centralized location, right? There have been issues raised where secretaries of the state had centralized counting, like the secretary of the state would count all the votes. In a municipality, there's local control. So each town tallies and records the number of votes, and you can be present while that happens. You can, at 8:01, stay in a polling place after you voted, and you can watch the moderators tally the results in that polling place.
I'm Morgan Cunningham, and my guest this morning is Connecticut Lieutenant Governor and also former Connecticut Secretary of the State, Susan Bicewicz. This is Face Connecticut, and we're talking about what Connecticut voters ought to know for this upcoming election and also the early voting. I do want to shift the conversation a little bit back to what we were talking about much earlier, which is absentee voting. Mm-hmm. There's a referendum question on this year's ballot question, and I know that you've been trying to get word out about it, and it concerns absentee ballots and absentee voting. So could you go through some more information concerning that question and what voters need to know about it?
Absolutely. So there is a constitutional amendment question on the ballot, and voters will be asked, shall the Constitution of the state be amended to permit the General Assembly to allow each voter to vote by absentee ballot? And this is the crux of the question. The question is, should we have absentee ballot voting for any reason, or universal absentee ballot voting? Right now, there's a very small number of reasons that voters are allowed to vote by absentee ballot. It could be that you are ill. It could be that you are out of town. It could be that you have a religious practice that would make it difficult for you to vote on election day. And so, therefore, were asking voters if voters should be able to use an absentee ballot whenever they deem it's appropriate and convenient for them. And again, most states allow universal absentee ballot voting or absentee ballot voting for any reason. And Connecticut is a little late to the party on this one as well. And one of the reasons why I would encourage people to vote yes is because anytime you give people more options and more ways to vote, I think participation is greater. And I think our society has changed. We are all very busy. We all manage our family commitments, our work-related commitments. A lot of us are taking care of elderly parents. A lot of us travel. And so, and there are a lot of people in the state with disabilities where it's easier to vote by absentee in your home as opposed to having to get transportation, go into a polling place, use the election technology and go home. So, I would encourage people to vote yes on the question. And you may wonder, well, where should I look for it on the ballot?
Because it's going to differ.
It sure is. So on a lot of ballots, it will be right over the names of the presidential candidates. And you really have to look for it because I've looked at ballots. And there's a lot on ballots because you have the constitutional question. You have the presidential candidates, the Congress candidates, state senate, state rep, probate judge in some areas, board of ed members in some areas. And on some ballots, the question is on the back. You know, some towns also have bonding referendums or other town-related questions. So when you go in to vote, ask the ballot clerk to show you where the constitutional question is. Don't miss it. Don't forget to vote on that.
There are some residents who have expressed some concerns over absentee ballots, specifically related to the Bridgeport situation, which did get under control, but it was a concern. How would the Lamont-Bysiewicz administration address that to anybody who's concerned about that system? I guess similar to the question I asked about earlier voting, early voting, but with that system in particular and with that situation in mind, what would you say?
I would say that our absentee ballot voting system is very, very safe and secure because there is paper record of how each person voted. And unfortunately, in Bridgeport, there were some abuses noted, and those are being investigated, and those will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But this is something that is voter fraud in our state is extremely rare.
That's the only incident that I can recall, at least in recent years.
Yes, absolutely.
And my last question for you, Lieutenant Governor, you've been very generous with your time. When we get past this election cycle, the presidential race, I think the next thing that we're going to be talking about is 2026 and the next Connecticut gubernatorial election. What are your thoughts on that race? What are you looking to do? What's Governor Lamont looking to do? Have you guys talked about that at all?
Well, first, I would point out that before the 2026 elections, after this election, are the 2025 municipal elections. So there are those, and I'll be trying to help all my friends who are running for municipal office. And as far as the 2026 gubernatorial election is concerned, it's so very early. The governor and I are focused on making sure that we're ready for the long session that starts in 2025. And we want to make sure that we submit our seventh balance budget. We've balanced six of them. We've provided two big tax cuts. We've paid down $8 billion of debt. We have a very healthy rainy day fund. So at the moment, we are focused on making sure our state stays on a very fiscally responsible path. So we haven't gotten to the 2026 question just yet. And you know, ultimately that is the governor's decision to make. He's doing a great job. So we'll see where he comes out on that.
Thank you for coming by WTIC this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.